Rachel R. Baum is a Best of Net nominated poet and editor of funeral and memorial service readings, poems, and tributes. She's the founder of Moving Mountains Poets and the Saratoga Peace Pod, crafters who create warm items for families in crisis, as well as the Saratoga Senior Center Poetry Open Mic host. Her poems have been published in One Art, Jewish Literary Journal, The Fair Raven's Perch, New Verse News, and others. She has two poetry chapbooks, Richard Broughton's Concussion and How to Rob a Convenience Store. In our conversation, we talk about how she began writing during the pandemic, collecting funeral poems, starting an open mic, and finding new ways to get people interested in poetry. Plus, Rachel reads the poem Rodeo Winner from her new collection.
I'm a relatively new poet. I started writing in 2021. Before that, I had a book out that was a collection of poetry that other people wrote. It was about things you could read at a funeral. And then I wrote a blog on the Times Union community blog site called Bark Confessions of a Dog Trainer, because I used to be a dog trainer. But poetry just never was in my, there was no way I was going to even think about writing until I got sick. I got sick with COVID in March 2020, the first wave, and never got better. And the frustration of trying to prove to doctors that I was actually sick, that it wasn't just all in my head. And I started writing poetry as a way to focus all that frustration, you know? Then I got into it, and that became my life.
I want to know more about the anthology that she edited, Funeral and Memorial Service Readings, Poems, and Tributes.
Well, I had had multiple careers, but for the longest career, I was a librarian. And people would come to the reference desk and ask, they'd say, I saw Four Weddings and a Funeral. They read that beautiful poem about the clock, and can you find it for me? That happened often enough that I thought there's got to be a collection here. So I'd been accumulating poems, sad poems, since I was 9 years old. I'd tuck them into my sock drawer, and I just kept accumulating them. And eventually I came up with the idea for the funeral book. I shopped it around, and McFarland Publishers took it. They're sort of a reference publisher. It came out in 1999. It won Best Nonfiction from Today's Librarian in 2000. And it's been reprinted multiple times in hardcover, softcover. It's still in print. Yeah, so I always loved poetry. I just never thought of myself as a poet myself until 3 years ago.
Rachel hosts the Saratoga Springs Senior Center open mic, and she explains how that came to be.
I started trying to find someplace locally. I noticed that when you get older, it's difficult to drive at night, and so many of the open mics are in the evening. So I asked the senior center at Saratoga if I could start an open mic during the day. So the Saratoga Senior Center, since December, we've been doing an open mic once a month. I get a featured poet every time, and then there's an open mic for people who want to read. It's daylight and there's parking. It's well received, so I'm real happy that that launched.
I'm always curious about how we hosts and organizers can get new people involved in poetry. Rachel talks about the Poet Laureate of Saratoga and ways that she engages with young writers.
That was a really important thing for me when I initiated the proposal to have a Poet Laureate for Saratoga Springs. And we went through City Council and got approved and all that stuff. And now we have, it's a position that will be there for the rest of humanity. I hope that we have a Poet Laureate for Saratoga. The first 2 years is Joe Brujac, who is a wonderful poet, and selecting him, we felt it was really important that that person, the Poet Laureate, had connections and ability to translate poetry to children, adults, people who wouldn't even think about writing poetry, reading poetry. And he's done outreach to prisons and to Native American communities. And so just in having him being our Poet Laureate to begin with, we are already reaching people that maybe didn't even think about having poetry as part of their day. I love things like pocket poems. I got a big can, what you call it, a gumball machine, and we put poems in the little balls and we put those around. We make origami poetry books for kids. And I just think starting young, when they see it in their, not necessarily in school, because they might reject it in school. But if it's after school or it's part of just a fun game or art in the street or whatever, it's more likely to be accepted.
Finally, we talk about Rachel's new collection of poetry, How to Rob a Convenience Store, and then she reads the poem Rodeo Winner from the book.
Well, in the 70s, I'm dating myself, but in the 70s, I lived in Montana and in Texas. And this was before anything got gentrified or urbanized, or where I lived in Montana, 15 miles outside of Bozeman, there was just a blinking traffic light, and that was about it. It was called Gallatin Gateway. Something sparked in me about a rancher that I knew, who was a little bit ominous. He came off as a swagger kind of guy, but there was something underlying, something ominous in him. For some reason, I just wrote a poem about him called Rodeo Winner. And then I thought, wow, it's got guns in it. Guns disturb the heck out of me. I'm fascinated by them, why people have them, what they intend to do with them. So I started writing more poems that had something to do with a gun, a teen suicide, a gun dealer, someone about to rob a convenience store, a mall massacre, just all the different ways that guns sort of encroach in on our lives, both from the person owning the gun as well as the person who is affected by that violence. And I ended up with a book, and Cowboy Jamboree Press has published a few of my poems. They're considered good grit lit, is what they call it, grit lit. And I mentioned that I had a book about guns, and Adam Van Winkle said, "Show it to me." And so I sent it, and he said, "This is perfect." And he let me add a couple more poems, and that's how I got this one, this book. So I'm really proud of it. I've never seen anything like it anywhere else. And I toyed with the title because I wanted it to speak to what the intent was, but I also wanted people to pick it up because they went, "What is this about?" So it's sort of a small focus group kind of thing, but I polled some people and they said, "Yeah, we would pick up that book because it's got a
Fantastic.
catchy title." It is the
Absolutely.
title of one of the poems. I do want to mention too that the part of the proceeds from the sale of this book will go to the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. I felt like poetry needs to make change happen. And if that's a small way that I can do it, I'm proud to be able to do it. So I'm a prose poet mostly. I like to tell a story. And this is the first poem in How to Rob a Convenience Store. It's called Rodeo Winner. And I don't mean to make a pun by saying trigger warning, but it does allude to domestic violence. Rodeo Winner. The collar and cuffs of his butternut suede jacket were so worn they seemed chewed, fringes twisted and sparse on the sleeves. He was a small man, clean shaved. He stood wide legged, his forehead and sunglasses shadowed by the tilt of his hat, dusty as his sharp heeled boots, fists red knuckled, beer bottle ready. He had a hold of her long blonde hair last night. She had flinched when he spoke, his voice booming him into height and heft. He didn't like that, the way her eyes took measure of the floorboards and not him. When they went into town, his thigh pressed against hers on the pickup's bench seat. She held his arm as they walked, his thumbs tucked under the tooled leather belt with its hubcap of a buckle he won at last year's Cody Stampede, first place in saddle bronc, so he wore it every day. She had bragged on him to her friends, but then she would say something stupid, and he had to shake the right words from his throat. He considered the 22 Colt Woodsman he used for snakes. It was locked up in the 4x4's metal toolbox, along with the Ruger Blackhawk he kept for fun. Later, maybe, he would open the box long enough to get the Ruger out, fill the yard behind the single wide with the steady whine and crack of target practice, then set it, warm from spent ammo and his hand, on the kitchen table while she made supper, like it was just another extra fork.
For Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Tom Francis.